This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Ku Su Chuang and Wong Xiaoning. Now, in the meantime, China is the third largest insurance market in the world and will remain the world's fastest growing insurance market in the next 10 years in terms of scale of insurance premiums.
This will be driven by the growth of the economy, people's ballooning wealth, and the favorable government policies. Now, among the top five largest insurance companies in the world are two Chinese names, Ping An and China Life.
But penetration rates in China are still less than 5%. So to find out more about the potential growth of the insurance sector in China, we spoke to Zhang Yi, a financial and insurance analyst with Shenwan Hongyuan Securities based in Hong Kong. Now, we asked her what was her outlook for the insurance sector in China for the rest of 2019, since a majority of foreign investors who have to benchmark will have sizable positions in insurances. We asked Zhang Yi whether she thinks the industry landscape is looking better or worse.
Okay, so let me firstly answer your first question. So most life insurance have shifted to the protection products in 2019. And we expect a double-digit NBV growth for the next 3 years due to the protection products' high growth visibility, roughly at around more than 10% for 2019. And investors remain focused on the NBV and agency development as well as margin outlook. And we think the NBV margin outlook varies depending on the product mix. And the agency development is now more focused on the agent productivity. And we think in the long run, China's insurance penetration is still far below the developed countries, both in terms of the depth and the penetration. So this points to a large protection gap in China. For most clients and investors that we talk to are still more concerned about the negative effects when the structural growth ends. And so we think the investors are overly concerned about the falling interest rates. Well, we think the spread will be around 2% with the policy cost at around, say, 2 to 2.5%. And we therefore expect a stronger at the same time, we also expect a stronger earnings growth for the PNC names. And this is thanks to the low base, improving underwriting cycle, and also the reduced test rate, which was announced 2 weeks ago. And also, we think there's a better investment return. And the most PNC companies suffered from the high tax rate last year, and the newly announced tax cut, we think, will be credit back significantly amount of profits for 2019 results, and therefore to lift the future earnings. So that's our view for both of the life insurance and the PNC insurance sectors for China.
So with China set to become the world's biggest insurance market by the mid-2030s, we asked her for her thoughts on the liberalization and reduced restrictions on the insurance sector.
Sure. Regarding the opening up of markets or the financial market, I think it was announced back in April 2018, and government announced to open insurance markets to the foreign players with the ownership cap relaxing to now 41% to 51%. And we think the opening up would have limited impact on the current domestic insurance market. Firstly, actually, this cap was first announced during the WTO. And actually, after the WTO, the insurance market in China has been gradually opened up. And more than a decade of development for both life and PNC foreign players, market share remains small or unchanged at around single digit, less than 10%. And I think the most important reason behind this is the difficulties in terms of the nationwide distribution, also the brand build-up for foreign players. Therefore, we have seen most of the foreign players, they adopted a boutique distribution strategy to focus on the first-tier cities, high-net-worth individuals by the foreign players. And therefore, we think this strategy actually limits the premium scale expansion for foreign players. And thirdly, actually, the PNC market ownership has already been fully opened up with compulsory auto insurance business has been allowed to foreign players. However, the market share still stayed almost unchanged. So we think the threat, the concern over the threat from the foreign players is overdone. And think foreign entrance, it will be stronger in terms of underwriting capability and also the risk management. However, their weakness will remain on the distribution and also the brand build up in China.
We also asked about the development of online insurance and how this might change the sector going forward.
Recent years, we have seen a lot of insurance companies and also companies from other industries, including the VAT companies. They have been setting up or increasing the insurance tech business in China. We see no immediate disruptions, to the listed traditional insurance. Given the current tight regulations and also the early stage of the insurance technology development. And the startups, mostly they are adopting B2B model and cooperating with the traditional insurance. For example, we have seen, the BAT company needs to cooperate with some of the bigger insurance names. And also you see Ping An, they have set up the building on their insurance technology based on its traditional life insurance business. So we think the technology, after getting, in terms of the disruptive insurance, the regulation and technology development will be needed. And I think the insurance, the players will be stand out in the long run, will be focused on either the company, with a stronger ecosystem background. That's including Tencent, the BAT companies, for example, when we have seen an example with Zhongan Insurance, and it has a stronger shareholder background and the ecosystem. And also companies like Ping An, they have this traditional insurance business operations, and with a stronger focus on the technology-based operations, this will help them to have more customers inflows, at the same time cutting their costs. And that will enable the growth of their traditional business. That is to say, the MBB growth and also the insurance client growth. So that's our view for the insurance technology business in China.
And that was Zhang Yi, a financial and insurance analyst with Shenwan Hongyuan, talking to us about China's insurance sector. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.